You got a stash of water somewhere?
Wait, are you recording?
Yeah.
Oh.
Balls deep on that ice. Ice getting you in that back of the throat, dog.
What's up, people?
As you chew your ice awkwardly and shit.
I have to get that throat lubricated.
Damn. All right.
Well. And lube up.
That's what she said. What?
Lube this mouth up.
Kind of aggressive, dog.
For that 60 minutes.
Kind of aggressive, dog.
60 minutes of ear pleasure coming your way.
Ear pleasure.
That's right, guys.
Shit. Been a while.
What the fuck is up, people?
It's been a while. Wait, what's that? Should just bust out a song. Anyways.
What the fuck is up?
Dude, my energy is so low. These fucking people took so long to leave.
What set of people were you talking about? What set of people cheating on their significant others exactly are you talking about?
Dude, I was like, what are you guys doing? Like, you're getting more and more comfortable as the night goes by.
Fucking cheating on your wives. That's
I don't
what you're
know,
doing.
Man. I don't know if I believe that. Because they didn't, like, have, like, a connection. Like, they were, like, into each other. Like, they were just too relaxed. Now, the people in the car over here, they were definitely cheating on their husband and
wife.
Oh,
yeah, no, they were. That's true. I'll give you that.
For sure, they were. All right, but these people, they didn't give a fuck about each other. They're, like, over each other already. They're like, I guess I'll meet you later at Starbucks.
They were, they're just being poor, huh?
Maybe. I'm thinking they're just here for the Wi-Fi.
And well, Wi-Fi's off, though. That's why they left.
Is it because the Wi-Fi's off? I don't know, man. I was like, almost like, what are you guys talking about? And then they just started busting out with iPads and getting comfortable, leaning back on the chairs.
Well, that dude took his sandals off, Gaylord, because he drives in sandals. All right, I'm not going to lie to you. I drove in sandals once.
You're like, and then I took a dick up in
there. Yeah, and then my dad slapped me, and he was like, you're a fucking man. And I was like, okay, I won't ever do that again.
Driving in sandals is the worst.
It is.
Because, like,
I don't know how bitches do it.
I mean, if they slip out and they, or like if you have like a thong style where like then the it folds on you, it, like, right. That's dangerous.
So I think I told the story of when I went for training at this current job. They're like, look, you do a lot of driving. You can't wear sandals. I was like, the fuck? Why would I?
You should be like, is that a problem?
Yeah.
For you guys?
Is that, I did. I was like, does that happen? Because you really shouldn't be wearing sandals when you drive at all.
Probably not. Probably ever.
Why would you tell me that? They're like, oh, okay, well, that's good to know because, and this is the lady who's in charge of new hires doing, and giving me the new paperwork and shit.
The HR lady?
Yeah, HR lady. There you go. And she's like, yeah, well, that's good to know because just a month or two ago, you see the little kitchen we have here? Yeah. The lady's sandal got stuck on the gas pedal, and she hit the gas pedal, and she went through the kitchen.
Holy shit.
I was like, oh.
She got fired?
Yeah, she got fired, obviously.
I was like, hopefully.
I was like, oh, okay, so is it too late to give you these papers back because you're all stupid, so.
That's crazy.
I don't want to work here with stupid people.
Can you imagine going through a building?
No. I don't want to know what that feels like.
I wonder how fucked up the van was.
I don't know. I didn't ever ask that.
See, there's a problem. I get into the weeds too much. I'm thinking, I'm like, well, what is it? What if there was like...
She said it was...
Gas piping.
that's a good question.
Yeah, it's getting too late, man. Too many fucking people. We're in a weird conundrum that we happen always... The problem is we need a dedicated podcast spot.
While
you were at Colados, you should have asked them to let us use
it. Dude, Colados was popular.
Their conference room.
You got to hit up my Instagram. That dude, Ruben00. Get that deep fried ice cream. Deep fried,
son. I know you were craving that shit for like a week.
I had a craving for it for a month. I was trying to get over there. Deep fried ice cream.
They have that at the State Fair, yo.
No, fuck that. Less mutants. Deep fried ice cream.
Good point.
And then they put Fruity Pebbles on that bitch. Then they put strawberry. It's strawberry deep fried ice cream.
So are they doing that instead of the crepes, or is that just an addition?
Oh, no, they got crepes too. Interesting. Black Mr. Girl got crepes. Nutella crepes. I don't like Nutella, man. Do you like Nutella?
What? You don't like Nutella?
I don't like Nutella. It looks like shit to me. It looks like baby shit.
Well... I don't think you should be looking at food and associating it with non-food.
I look at it. I'm like, that's shit. That's human shit. And then she gave me some. She's like, ain't it good? I'm like, no.
It's good. I like it.
It's too chocolatey.
I like it, but it's like, whenever people talk about Nutella, they like to associate it like a peanut butter.
Right.
And peanut butter has some nutritional value to it. Essentially, Nutella, peanut butter can be made by just grinding peanuts right. together.
Like, I can grab two peanuts off a tree, not here, but if I rub them hard enough,
you're like, I'll
make
peanut
nut butter. I'll make nut butter,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, right? Now, Nutella is a mixture of a whole bunch of shit.
Right.
It's like condensed milk, I think, chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's also some like caramel in there, maybe for sweetener. I could be wrong. But then there's like a sprinkling of hazelnut, like a fucking one nut for the whole can. So you can't tell me that's a type of nut butter. That's essentially like...
So it's not natural. See, I don't think that's what I like. I don't think it... I'm like, that's not natural. It's too chocolatey.
Yeah, no, it's not, dude. Here, I don't know why we're just guessing. The fucking Google is a thing. Hold on. Nut.
Because I'm like, it's too... it's not natural enough.
No.
It's too chocolatey and it's too smooth. And I'm like, I can't do it. I can't do it. Like, you put it in my mouth and I'm like, oh, it's nut.
He has a lot of shit in here. It's hazelnut, chocolate, cocoa solids, banana. What?
Cocoa solids?
Bananas. What?
But Mr. Girl's allergic to banana.
No, that's not right. That's not right. I don't know why it's just Google says there's bananas in there.
I wonder that throat felt so tight.
Oh, Jesus. You're like, I knew how to force it in for some reason. Jeez. Sugar, palm oil, hazelnut, skim milk, cocoa, soy lecithin? 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 Whatever.
What did you just call me?
Oh, it's an emulsifier. Dude, when it has to tell you what it is, it's like soy lecithin as an emulsifier. It's like, oh, yeah, what?
Look, man, I don't know what a 10 times multiplier is, but it can't be good.
It can't be good, dog.
No.
And then it's like, whatever the fuck vanillin is, okay? Vanillin apparently is an artificial flavor.
Dude, that's my new rap name.
Vanillin?
Vanillin.
It's almost like we were so cheap, we weren't able to get the generic vanilla. We got the generic vanilla. It's called vanillin. Holy shit.
What do they use to make vanillin? Well, some rocks.
Some bull semen. It's all mixed in there together. You don't really know the
difference. They use all the white animals.
Oh, Jesus. Now finally ground together. They made a paste. Oh, jeez. Anyway.
Where'd all the polar bears go?
How much you love hazelnut. Yeah, man. That's why Nutella is the equivalent. See, peanut butter is some sort of nutritional thing, right? It was made. The history of peanut butter is, I think, a black dude made it too, which is, I think, like the big thing that like the first super black inventor made was like peanut butter, because it was super nutritionally right. dense. It was supposed to be made for people with like low incomes, that they could have calories to consume and be healthy or whatnot, right? So it's naturally made with some peanuts, some oil, and I think sometimes they add molasses or whatever to help everything stay together. Whatever. That should be what your shits to say on the label. If you got more than that, you're probably eating some sort of horse part. But... anyways, I get to the point.
You're eating the brown animals.
You're eating the brown animals. Now, to me, Nutella is the equivalent of like cake frosting. It's not natural. It doesn't come out of nature that way.
Right.
And it's just kind of good.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like Nutella should only be used as a treat and or a piece for sexual proclivities.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that's it. Kind of like, okay, better example. Nutella is the equivalent of the canned whipped cream.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Cool
it's good
whip.
For treats.
You gotta, like, get that cool whip.
And sexual proclivities.
Right.
But it's not natural.
No. I'm not going to the forest. I'm like, oh, fuck, a cool whip plant.
Yeah, you're not turning.
Oh,
you're
let
not
me
grabbing,
suck the whip out of this plant.
Yeah, you're not sucking the whip out of the pan, and then smoke comes out of your mouth naturally. That's not the way that works.
Fucking CO2 out of the
trunk. Yeah, that's not the way it works. That plant just breathes out fucking CO2. It's not the way shit works. It's not nature, people.
Well, that's why all the forest fires is actually caused by CO2.
Yeah, sparking from lightning. I've heard of this.
Yeah,
that's what science. Happens. This is 100%. Why this is on the science podcast section.
Science.
We're educating learned. All you.
You just got
people.
Learned.
CO2 plants. Hype, or what is it when plants what is it when they cross pollinate? So what happened is a CO2 plant cross pollinated with the whipped cream plant, right. And that's where you start getting the whipped cream can. They just the can just floats down that's from right. the plant. And you just down. Rip it out, and they put the little cap on it, mm-hmm. and they ship it.
So right, that's what happens.
It's nature.
It's that photosynthesis in the can.
Photosynthesis along with cross pollination. It's science, guys. Science. I'm glad we're able to teach people
ask
things
Bill
in this podcast.
Nye. Ask them. I'll tell you the same.
Go tweet him.
Tweet him.
Tell him we said him. Tell him to listen to the podcast.
He's going to come over here and slap us.
Bill Nye is going to come around with his bodyguard. What's his name? Fucking Neil deGrasse Tyson. Yeah. He's going to beat the shit out of us.
Yeah, he is.
He's like, you've been talking about CO2 plants.
That's not real.
It's not real. I'm like, the fuck it isn't. We'll go to Walmart right now. I'll show you the fruit. The fruit comes in a can, bro.
Oh shit.
This is why we shouldn't be allowed near people. Nope. My boy from jiu-jitsu is like, I've been listening to your podcast, even the bad ones. I'm like, no, all right. Don't listen to the bad ones.
Look, Fernando, I'm gonna give you
some education,
please. Now that you have some BJJ experience, I assume you're a gold belt now.
You're like that belt that Majibu has around his waist. That's what you got, right?
That one. That exact one. You have that Mr. Satan belt, that world championship belt, that one.
That's the good one.
That means he's the world master of all BJJ. Please, don't have that stupid-ass looking haircut.
You're really not into this haircut.
I see so many goofs with this haircut.
Describe the haircut again.
Short on the side, all over the sides.
Okay, super short.
And then it's just curly up top, looking like Sideshow Bob. And I don't know why.
Do you think those people have naturally curly hair, or do they get a perm and shit like Rick James?
I've seen so many people with curly hair, they had to get a perm. Or your boyfriend's probably nutting in each other's hair.
Letting it percolate.
Yeah, they're like smushing it. They're all, oh, Bill, there you go.
Disgusting.
Dude, I don't know. This next generation is so bitch made. I don't know, man. Nothing would surprise me.
And that's what Russia's hoping for. Russia's like, give them a couple generations. We won't even have to fight them. We'll just go over there and take away their video games and their Starbuckses, and they'll just bend over.
Yeah. Pretty much. They're like, hey, we have something better than Starbucks called Star Yucks. They're like, oh, we need it.
They make it frappy, more frappuccino-like.
Yeah, they put more whip on it. They're like, oh, we need more whip.
Yeah, they put Nutella on top.
Yeah, they're like, oh, that's what we need. That's why I'm telling young Rodney here that he needs to not have this haircut. He needs to be a grown-ass man.
Dude, I just thought of something as you were talking about this. I was like, you know what we need to do? We need to film a story on Instagram where you come up to one of these Starbuckses. And when you go up there and you're like, yeah, I want this and this and this and this, but I want extra vanillin in it. Just to see what they fucking say. Like, I really love vanillin.
They're going to look at you like you're retarded.
Yeah,
you see. They're going to be like, oh, would you like a coloring book too?
You're like, do you have those?
Do you have some?
Yeah, I'll take one. What are the drawings of?
Do you have any cookies that fell on the floor? I'll take some of those too.
You're like, I'll take the ones in the cabinet that have been there for about a week.
Yeah.
A week.
I get those at the food bank. On Monday, I'm going to take a picture of everything I compiled at the food bank. You're going to be like, fuck.
Like, what do you mean compile? Like your stash?
Yeah, of everything we get from Starbucks that they didn't sell over the weekend.
And they give that to you guys, like, what? For you guys to eat?
No, for poor people.
Oh, and you give those out?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can make them ready? You get them ready, like, as a package for, like, homeless people that need food?
Yeah. Not homeless, but, or you could be homeless, but, you know, poor income families, whoever needs food.
So you're potentially a low income family person and you're getting Starbucks? It's like, oh, you're hungry, little boy? Have this nutritionally defunct cookie.
Right. And you're like, here's a protein pack.
Which, by the way, those are all kinds of bullshit. What's in those? Like an egg, some cheese, and like a pretzel or some shit?
Yeah. Get you a salad bowl. You want a salad bowl? A quinoa salad bowl? Sounds good.
How close are those things to being expired?
I don't know.
They yeah, Starbucks sucks. Starbucks stuff always looks like cardboard, so it probably lasts a while.
Yeah. I know I brought like a few home, and my dad was like, what the fuck is this?
You're like, quinoa.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, quinoa. He's like, what the fuck is that? And I brought some sandwiches home. He's like, I'm not going to eat that. Looks expired. I'm like, well.
Dude, you should tell him all kinds of weird shit. Like, you know, you're like, you know how fish like to lay eggs? Well, this is the eggs of the plant kingdom.
He'll probably be like, yeah, that's probably true.
He's like, yeah.
He's going to be like, white people wild. White people wild.
People love quinoa. Have you had a quinoa?
No, quinoa? I'm not gay.
Quinoa's like, I can't fucking describe it. It's not like a bean or a lentil. It's more like a lentil, I guess, where it's soft and mushy, but it's not plant-like. It's almost like you think it's caviar, but leaning more towards like a plant. It's weird. I mean, it's a texture thing more than anything else. It's kind of like a short grain brown rice, but with a little bit more gumminess to it. I don't know. I can take it or leave it. It is what it is.
I will say, man, I'm tired of this outsideness.
Yeah, man, it's been hot as fuck out.
Especially doing this podcast. We have to do it indoors. That's why I propose you buy that complex now.
The compound?
Nope, complex.
What complex?
We're going to buy a compound on the bottom, but also another compound on top, a complex. We have two levels of fun.
We need money for that, dog. Where can you get that money from?
That's right.
Get that paper.
So.
And you just start the dancing cactuses and just get right. to work. Get
the
to
dickle work. Rye.
The dickle. I forgot about that. That's a deep-ass reference.
That's right.
You know, I almost wish that sometimes when we have these deep-ass references, I could say go what podcast to go listen to, but there's just so many of them. It's so hard.
That wasn't too far.
That wasn't too far.
Now that we're so scattered us with these things. Scattered us? Scattered? Scattered with these things. Yeah, it should be fine.
Yeah, but they have to go listen to like 3 hours of podcasts at least, probably.
Yeah. So.
It's got to be a way to do it. I just haven't figured it out yet.
But, yeah. But, yeah, man, it's hot. That's it, son. We got to buy our house together. You get the top. No, I want the top. You get the bottom. Just like we do when we do gangbangs.
Is that how it goes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, good to know. You're just letting everybody know our situation here.
That's right. And then we don't switch up. Once you have the bottom,
it's there.
You're there forever. You're over. And once I get the top,
it's over.
It's over. That's it. We don't switch. This isn't trading places. We don't do that. I'm not trying to be anywhere you were. We don't do that.
What about if we still like? No, we're not going
nope.
there. We're not going
nope.
there.
We're not meeting in the middle.
We're not meeting
we're not,
in the middle.
We're not crossing
Yo,
paths.
Yo, bro, let me high five you
nope.
from the inside.
No.
Oh, that's, not crossing. That's horrible. See, this is why you shouldn't be listening to this podcast.
We're not. Yeah, young.
That's pretty bad.
Anakin, we're not.
Young Anakin, that's awesome.
We're not.
I'm calling him Anakin now. Just randomly, I'm going to start calling him Anakin, like in the middle of like a jujitsu thing, so that I know whether or not he's listening to the podcast. If he reacts to it and laughs, then he's listening to him. If he doesn't, then I'm going to just have to beat him up.
Because
he lied to me.
But, yeah, no, we don't need to cross streams.
Yeah, we're definitely not crossing streams. That's a bad situation to be in. Even, dude, I never liked that shit when you go to a bathroom and they have a trough.
Oh,
you seen
fuck,
that shit?
Yeah.
It's disgusting. Disgusting.
Right.
Like, just disgusting.
I think they have that at the fair.
They
once.
Have that at the fair, dude. It's fucking gross. It's like, you lazy mofos didn't even want to add plumbing, which you did. Because there's like always that petting zoo. What you did is you essentially took a trough. You ordered two troughs. One for the fucking feeding and one for the shit, the piss. It's like disgusting motherfuckers. Dude.
See, that's why I don't want to go to the fair. I was just thinking about going to the fair. I just passed by there and I was like, oh, the fair's coming. And then look, you just told me about the dick trough, and well, I don't want to go to it.
In all honesty, the trough is only, like, by the petting zoo. If you go to the rest of
sounds,
the fair...
That sounds like Rape Central.
Well, I don't go to the petting zoo often.
Hey.
Which, by the way,
come
if you ever...
Come to the petting zoo trough.
Yeah, that sounds like a different kind of situation. But if you think about it, though, the petting zoo area is a whole mind fuck. Because you go over there and you're like, oh, man, I'm going to pet a horse. And I'm going to pet, like, a cute little lamb or some shit, right? You saw a Simpsons episode where, like, they go and pet the cute little lamb. Whatever. You're thinking that. That's your reference. That's your point of reference if you're a city folk, right?
What do I pet?
You can pet the horse and you can pet the lamb and shit. But first of all, they never look as cute as they do on TV, all right? Number one. They're always dirty as shit, which I get it. They're wild animals. And as you approach the building, you already get like a sense of musk as you approach it. So nothing is ever like as nice as it is. I think the fact that television doesn't have a smell feature is really a good thing. It's really a good thing. Can't. Like, you wouldn't, like, half of Spartacus, you probably wouldn't want to watch because of the smell that would come off of that show. You'd be like, holy shit. That's some shit on that. That's some waft.
So then that brings it to the point of how many people would be like, oh, yeah, I'm just watching Spartacus for these sex scenes so I get the smell of the sex.
Ugh. I'm not even talking about the sex, by the way. There's a lot of sex in Spartacus.
A lot of dick. A lot of open dick for no reason.
Dude, that's another one of my fucking gripes. I saw a show the other day, and there was like full frontal male nudity.
Right.
And I'm like, that's some bullshit. Oh, it was that show, The Boys. Uh-huh. Have you heard of that?
Yeah.
It's good. You got to see it. There was one scene where there was like a full frontal nude scene. Oh, interestingly enough, one of the dudes in that show, not the dude that does a full frontal, but one of the dudes in the show is that one dude from your show, Gossip Girl, your fucking favorite show.
Which one?
Not the one dude that gets with the fucked up bitchy girl, but the other dude. The one that had like the fucking haircut where he just dropped down because it was the 2000s.
Oh, the actual Gossip. He's the one who was Gossip Girl.
No, I thought the Gossip Girl was the other chick. Was it little sister or some shit?
No, it was him.
Oh, anyways, he is spoilers. In that show.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, he's Aquaman, essentially.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's a good show. It's kind of dark. It's dark in the sense where the superheroes are all fucked up, kind of like Watchmen. But it's sometimes funny in the way The Tick is funny. Where you're like, oh, this is kind of funny, and it's superhero-y. But at times, it gets kind of dark. But anyways, back to my point. There's a full frontal dick scene. And I'm like, I didn't want to see that. All right? But it's kind of bullshit that there's never any full frontal female scenes. And women are rolling their eyes right now. They're like, oh my God, he's talking about fucking vagina and titties. Yes, I am,
yeah,
ladies.
Yeah, I want to see some.
Because if I was forced to see some dick, all right?
I want to see some vag.
Yeah. All right? Boobs or whatever, right? Because women are always like, oh, there's boobs in everything, right? Okay, yeah, okay, right? But you know what? You don't bat an eye when there's a topless dude scene. Nobody gives a fuck. All right? Spartacus is 98% topless men.
Right.
Nobody gave a fuck, right? But when women get topless, then women are like, well, why do women have to get mad? Why women got to get topless? Because guys get topless. You want equality? This is equality. Now, men can do fucking top bottomless scenes for some fucking reason. But women always have some weird fucking carpet situation going on where you know it's a prosthetic. I'm not bitching at a chick that just doesn't shave. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is it's a prosthetic. That was the situation in Spartacus too, where it was like literally it's a Band-Aid that looks like,
yeah, it's like
hair
2 inches,
situation.
It's like 2 inches thick. Like you're not.
And so the whole thing is like, oh yeah, it's you know, to protect probably the actresses is fun. So I get it, but why are we not protecting the dude? And Spartacus has way too much full frontal, too, by the way. And some of it's unavoidable. Like, there's times that you're like, all right, man, we're just going to keep it above the horizon / equator, and we're going to keep ourselves tame.
Yeah, especially
tame.
That one dude. That dude can't, that couldn't be his real dick, man.
I like how you, in your mind, have vividly remembered one dick in particular in
that
show.
Dude, that thing looked like a fucking fire hydrant.
The problem with fucking Spartacus, man, is like, all right, man, I can play the game that all men play, that's you go to the bathroom, you look up. You never look to the sides, and you never look down, right? This is a gentleman's agreement between men, right? All right. You can play that in Spartacus, except when the scene, like at that dude specifically, I think it happens with, right? It goes and it's like, you must be embarrassed as that dude where the camera is literally just fucking shot into your groin.
Yeah, it's looking, it looks like a fucking Bang Bros movie. It's like, I'm like, okay. The last time I saw this up close of a dick, it was going in something.
You're like, last time I saw that, it had a personal fluffer.
Yeah, man. It had
its own setup going on.
Yeah, man. Like, so what's up? Like, where's it going?
Yeah, man. Yeah, so that's my whole thing with male versus female nudity in movies and in TV show. Because honestly, if you think about it, when is the last time you saw a full frontal close-up of a female in a movie?
Same thing as on Sons of Anarchy. I saw Jackson Teller's ass about 10 times. A million
times after he just got done laying pipe?
Yeah, and then you never saw any of the girls' ass, any of the hot girls he slept with. You never saw any side boob from them either.
I don't remember too much of the female nudity in that show, but you're right.
There wasn't any.
You're right. Like that fucking Jackson dude, Jax Teller dude, was like
ass.
It's just his ass walking away. Ass. I was just like, all right, man, what are we doing here?
Shirtless all the time. Him and his friend Opie, shirtless all the time.
Just for no reason
at all. For no reason.
They're like, oh, we got to show the tattoos. Yeah, the fuck you do.
That's not what it is here. I'm like, Hellboy had tattoos too. Nobody asked him for them.
That's true. That's a very good point.
The fat dude had tattoos too. Nobody was like, hey, let me see your tattoos.
Nobody's just like, yeah, bro, we need you to show this for continuity's sake.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. That's a good point. I never thought about that. That's a good show too, by the way.
Yeah, I need to see Tara's tattoos.
That was his wife, right?
Yeah.
That was such a good show up until the fourth season.
Yeah.
After that, it just went to shit. But anyways,
yeah, man,
that's my gripe with, that's my long rant about nudity in movies and how it's bullshit and one-sided.
It is?
No. I can't remember the last time where I literally saw like a close-up of some chick's crotch for no reason at all on a TV show.
No, on a TV
but it happens
show.
With dudes all the time. Probably because dicks are more comical, but it doesn't change the fact that let's get some equality, people. Women want equality. I want equality.
See some tight walls. You want to see an innie or an outie, right?
Yeah, I'm saying you got to see what's up. You got to register it in the books. No, but you know what's funny about it? The funny part about sexuality and anatomy. The more funny thing about anatomy is that, yeah, okay, a dude's dick is far more comical than a woman's, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you really think about it, a dick is technically more of a private situation than a woman's vagina. And the reason I say that is this. I mean, run with me here, dog. I see your face. Run with me here. The reason I say that is because, for the most part, dicks are fairly unique, I would think. I haven't seen a lot of fucking encyclopedia dick to be able to tell you. But
according to the trough.
And I fucked up that joke. But anyways, it's a fairly unique situation, right? But a woman that is standing, assuming that she is there, she or whoever the comparison is fully shaved, it's kind of hard to see anything already.
Right.
It's all kind of very similar.
It's a bird. Or it's a rabbit.
Oh, yeah, a little rabbit. Speaking of which, did I tell you I almost hit a fucking coyote in the car?
Oh, yeah?
Literally, like, 20 minutes ago. Yeah, he just ducked up in front of me for no reason. Yeah, I was like, yo. I know you probably saw my brakes from afar.
He's coming closer.
He's trying to listen to the podcast, dog. Let that bunny hear the podcast.
Fucking coyote's gonna come for it.
I'd be fucked. How fucked up would it be if we literally just saw nature right here? Just a coyote coming over and just chopping at that bunny.
Tell him about that video I showed you.
Which one?
With that, like, eagle. Don't go on my drink.
Dude, that cricket. Do crickets fucking love you?
Yeah, that like hawk or whatever. And it goes to those baby birds, and it thinks it's going to feed them, and then it just pulls out those two baby birds.
That was a long time ago. I forgot about that video.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's nature's a motherfucker, dude. I was going to put that post. Did I ever show you that picture of that picture of the two hyenas, or the two cheetahs, and they have like a gazelle? Have I showed you that picture? Uh-uh. I was going to post it on my Instagram a while ago. I just keep forgetting to. It's a hell of a dark picture. But I'll show it to you after here. But nature, long story short, nature is a motherfucker. Nature don't give a fuck. Survive. It's survive. It's all the only key in nature. But anyways, what was I talking about? Oh, I was talking about vagina. Okay.
They all look alike.
They all kind of look alike, right? The only time you ever get some differences is if a chick is literally... This is going to be some fucking grotesque shit. But the reality is... This is what the podcast is about, really. The reality is, like, the only time you ever get to see some differences is if it's a chick is literally spread eagle.
Right.
Right? Then as a guy, you could just be like... Like, fucking processing it, like, what's really going on. But from standing, let's be real honest, there's not a lot you see. There's not a lot you see. From standing, it's going to be very hard to see much of it, first of all. Secondly, you're not going to see any unique details. Any outie fucking shape. I mean, you're not going to really see any of it in a standing position. That's versus true. A dude, you're pretty much seeing the situation. The only thing you're not seeing, as a dude standing, you're seeing the lightsaber. You might not be seeing the engaged lightsaber. But you're seeing the lightsaber.
Right.
Right? So, ultimately, a dude's in a more fucked up situation. I guess in a way, a dude's dick is kind of like a chick topless.
Okay.
Because boobs vary a lot in size, shape, positioning.
Right.
Whatever. Nipples are a whole another fucking world of possibilities and adventures on their own. But ultimately, I would equate dicks more like boobs. And then the women are going to be like, "Ah, well, if that's the case, well, we show off way more." No, no, don't go there. Don't go there. Random generic woman in my mind. Don't go there. I'm just saying. I'm trying to say apples to apples comparison is more tits to dick. But I'm saying ultimately, dicks show way more than vaginas do in a standing position. It's anatomy. Get a fucking textbook. I'm right. Period.
I mean. Some people can probably argue with you.
What's your argument?
I don't know. I'm saying some people probably can. I will not take that side, though. I'll say you're right, because I can see that.
Yeah, and also, like, if you're an actress and you're preparing for a full frontal nude scene, you just stop shaving for a while. And even less is shown. If you're a dude... You know, now that I think
also
about it,
slap shaving.
If you're a dude, no, it's probably the opposite. You probably like start fucking manscaping like a motherfucker because you're just like, I'm gonna add an extra shaft inch or two here, just because I'm more situated.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? That's kind of funny how that works. It's kind of the opposite. Because as a dude, if you're like, who's that dude from fucking Hangover? That fucking Asian guy who went naked in that scene.
Oh yeah,
Dr. Sean.
Yeah,
Sean Huang. That's a fucking kind of borderline racist thing I just said because I don't really know his name, but I could have swore that's what it was. But, like, he went fucking full nude on that scene, and that dude did not give a fuck. In fact, he's got a... I saw him in an interview where they interviewed them, mm-hmm. and he went up to his wife. Like, he was talking about... He told his wife about that scene, and originally, I guess it wasn't a naked scene. Originally, he was, like, fully clothed. Then he went up to his wife, and he's just like... Hey, I'm thinking about doing this scene naked. And I guess she laughed or something and she thought it was a really good idea. And then he's just kind of like, well, what do you think? And she basically said some funny shit. She must be funny too. I guess her response was, she said something along the lines of, you're going to make every guy in the theater feel really good about themselves.
Damn.
And I'm like, wow, savage, but kind of funny. So they must be a pretty funny couple. But long story short... He did that probably. Anyways, enough dick and vagina talking. What else is going on, dog?
Did you hear about the body parts factory they found over here?
What?
In downtown Phoenix?
No. What do you mean body parts factory?
So apparently.
Apparently,
you can sell your body parts. Not only your internal organs, but your actual body parts. Name me a body part you want to sell besides your dick. You can sell your dick too.
Can you? Interesting. What if I want to sell, like, a toe?
Okay. But, I mean, you can sell a toe. I mean, you sell your whole foot.
And what are they doing with them?
And they'll it's like a black market for them or something.
Well, it's a black market. It's not like a legal thing. Where it's but just
I
like,
guess it also is kind of a legal thing. You can sell them, and then I guess they'll find people to buy them.
And what, like all these things are easily transplantable?
I guess.
You're just like, look, man, I'm going to reach out to Mandingo, and I'm going to let him know that when he passes, can I get dibs?
When he don't need it no more, we'll trade dicks.
Dude, can you imagine? You're like, we have an agreement.
I'm so tired of this 8 inches. I need the 16.
He's like, look, man, it's a burden. It's not a gift. It's a burden. Can you aware of how hard it is to walk?
It's like when he's trying to door pass in the hammer to somebody else.
That's right. It's like when he gave it to Jane. Yeah, he's just like here you go. Now you're female Thor, except you'd have a dick right now.
So, same thing applies.
Yeah. Can you imagine? Okay. As a woman, that we have no women here to ask, but would it be fucking hilarious? Do you think women would think twice if, like, you're having sex with her, and then all of a sudden you put out a gigantic dick, but it doesn't match your skin tone? Do you think like she's just kind of like, fuck it, it's a giant dick, or is she like, wait, why is he literally have Wesley Snipes?
I don't think they
color skin.
I don't think they question it.
No, and they're just like, fuck it.
Fuck it.
I mean, it depends on what kind of chick it is, right? If it's like a freaky chick, she's probably like, damn.
Yeah.
I bet you if it's a tiny chick, she's like, oof. I got to think twice about this. Wait, why is the color like
going in my heart? Heart hurts. But anyways, yeah, so they have a body part factory. I guess you can sell off your body parts. Like an arm is like $300.
And it's a legal thing.
Yeah.
Wow. Interesting.
I guess it's kind of regulated, not really regulated by the government or something. I don't know.
I wonder how much of that stuff you can really transplant. I mean, I get organs.
So I guess...
Is there arm transplants?
I don't think so.
Now maybe. I got to Google this shit. I've never heard of this. I've never really looked into it. I've never had the need to donate or look arm. Into things. Yeah.
Like, you could sell your whole torso for, like, $4,000.
I was wondering whose car that was.
Somebody else cheating on their wife. Lesbian.
Wow, you can transplant arms.
I want your arms.
No, mine. Yeah. You're like, I just want the tattoos.
I want the tattoos.
Marine vet delivers first pitch at double arm transplant in 2016.
There you go.
Dude, he was on a 2-year waiting list. I bet you he can get one real quick right now.
Yep. So there you go, man. See, you get some arms.
That's crazy,
I want
dog.
The Rock's arms. Can I get pre-loaded, pre-built arms? But anyway, so there's
dude, these arms do not match his arms. Not to be fucked up. Anyways, I shouldn't have said that. That's fucked up.
That's fine.
Dude, looks like he's got Popeye's forearms. How fucked up was that comment? I need to retreat from this conversation. That's bad karma going my way.
Because I'm a little bit better, but... Hey, man, if you're just probably happy you got arms.
Well, some of that's probably swelling, probably, because of the transplant. What the fuck was that, a bat? Dude, I literally was looking at my phone, I just see a shadow from above, and I'm like, is fucking that Batman?
Fucking Mothra.
I'm like, is Batman hear about my shenanigans?
No. So there's that place downtown, right? I don't know if it's downtown. I think it is. So it's a body shop, right? So they could.
Oh, I need to stop looking at this. There's so much dark looking shit in here.
Yeah, so the government's gonna be like, why are you looking at body parts?
Yeah, they're gonna be like, what? Keep an eye on him.
So yeah, they got stuff down there, and you can donate whatever or sell whatever you want. All right. So after you do that, they put it in the place. And they keep it there until somebody needs it. So long story short, this government undercover FBI agent goes undercover to make sure they're doing everything proper, right? Putting barcodes on it, keeping it refrigerated, you know, making sure everything's done, you know, very nicely.
Right.
Right. So he comes back and reports back to his superiors. He's like, yeah, they're not doing this stuff. Very proper.
Why? What do you think?
They're just putting a bunch of arms in buckets. They're just putting legs in fucking buckets. They're just putting a bunch of heads just on stands and shit.
You can do a head transplant?
Well, I guess the thing is to save people's heads and try to bring them back to life in the future.
Shut the fuck up.
It's a real thing. Cryogenic freezing.
But their heads only?
Yeah.
Shut the fuck. Hold on. Now I got to get back on Google.
You never heard of cryogenic freezing?
But not just the head. I mean,
that's fringe science.
I've heard of cryogenic. I mean, there's always that rumor that Disney.
Yeah, he did it.
How do you say Disney?
Disney.
Disney? Disney or Disney?
Disney.
Fuck. I think I've been saying it wrong forever. Cryogenic.
Freezing.
Cryogenically frozen. Let me see if this is an actual fucking thing. Future. Wait. Cryogenics uses temperatures below -130 Celsius called cryo, in attempt to preserve enough brain information to permit future revival of the cryopreserved person.
Like on Futurama.
Yeah, but I never thought they would just fucking freeze your head.
Yeah. So.
Wow, it can cost as much as $200,000 or more for whole body. An $80,000 for neuro head only option. What the fuck? I thought they were just making fun of like future shit, but no, the people are actually doing this. It. Holy shit, I'm going to have to Photoshop our heads into one of those jars. That's going to have to be the Photoshop. Holy shit. You want to be those aliens from The Simpsons, how they're just floating. Yeah. Oh, no, they're full bodies, right?
They're full bodies, though.
Fuck it.
Those ones I went to Mesa to get.
We'll be on some Futurama heads.
So, he goes back and he's like, wow. It's a fucking house of horrors over here, man. Like a fucking...
Wow.
Like, it's giving me nightmares and shit. It's really bad. They're like, well, what else you see? He's like, so... There's a body, right? And they're like, well, yeah, obviously. He's like, no, man. It's a body. And, like, it just a bunch of, like, arms sewed onto it. Like, the arms don't fit the torso. And it's just a head sewed on there.
Like, they're doing some experiments?
Yeah, like, they're doing just random experiments on it.
Like, that dude just stumbled on the Umbrella Corporation?
Yeah. It looks like some Frankenstein shit. And he put that in the report. It looks like some Frankenstein shit.
Wow.
He's like, yeah, there's just legs put in shit. There's just legs just stacked in buckets.
That's dark,
heads,
man.
In buckets. Just a whole room filled with legs. But there's like no barcodes, no names on anything. So all these body parts are just spread everywhere. Just dicks in a whole bucket full of dicks.
Okay. There's some comedy about male fucking phallic dicks where it's just like you say a bucket full of dicks and it's kind of funny.
Yeah, man.
Kind of like a bag full of dicks.
Yeah, like a whole bathtub full of dicks, man. Just there frozen.
That's probably some fucking weird chick's fantasy.
Yeah, I can feel her daddy issues.
Yeah, like from the podcasting equipment all the way here.
Yeah, that's right.
Dude, I thought about getting... we'll talk about it off the podcast.
So they... So the government went and raided those people, and they're like, "Yeah, you're all fucking under arrest,
dude." That is some dark shit. Imagine if you're some.
And they went in there, and they're like, "It's fucking crazy in here, man."
I mean, what do you do with all those bodies after that? You
burn them all.
I don't think you do that.
They got to because they can't. There's no paperwork to who donated any of that stuff, and if there is, they're not like they're like, "Oh yeah." Rock Sampson gave us a leg.
It's like we have 300,000 John Doe parts in here. What?
Yeah. Like Rock Sampson gave us a leg and it says a left leg. I got 700 legs in here.
Can you imagine if they went on the records and they just started pulling up names and they're just random ass names?
Yeah.
They're like Buffy the Vampire Slayer donated a torso. What?
Yeah, man. So they're saying shit was just sold on to things. And I was like, yeah, some fucking Dr.
Lino donated his giant member.
Yeah.
Chitara donated her left arm. Like, what?
Yeah.
Why are these all Thundercats?
Yeah, man, but some fucking Nazi evil
experiment. That's the first thing that came to mind when you said that. I'm like, you know, there is always those stories of, like, just crazy scientists. And for some reason, why did Nazis,
that's what it is.
Just Nazi people come to mind when you're thinking it's crazy science.
Which is funny because there's this anime I watch, this really good one, really dark, about a vampire dude. He goes around helping He don't help. He just kills other vampires.
Blade. You're watching Blade.
No, no. It's called Helsing.
He kills. Oh, he's a vampire?
Yeah, he's a vampire.
I thought he was like anti-shit, and that's why he was killing them all.
No, no. He's a vampire.
Was the Hugh Jackman version of that movie supposed to be a vampire?
Yeah.
Really?
No, not really. So the anime's different from the actual thing. Well, they call him Helsing because the actual guy Helsing got that. He's Dracula the vampire. Spoilers. He's actually Dracula the vampire. And the guy Helsing actually beat him. So he took his name.
This is where the fucking Castlevania shit came from?
Yeah, pretty much. And so he goes around killing other vampires. But then he meets some other guy who's like, he's like, hey, these people, he's fighting some other guy and he has some weird powers too. And he's like, and after he beats him, he's like, you know what? That's pretty weird, man. I bet you it was those Nazis. And it's like, Butler's like, why would you say it's the Nazis? He's like, because it's weird shit, man. He's like, who else is doing weird evil experiments and shit? He goes, obviously it's not me. I'm right here. I'm a weird vampire guy. I'm right here. So I'm not doing it. It's not you because you're my butler. That only leaves crazy Nazis, man. You never get away from these weird Nazis. And it turns out, yeah, it's the evil Nazis. I'm like, well, that's true, man. If it's an evil experiment, it's got to be a Nazis.
Well, there's always those stories of, like, Nazis were legit making a whole bunch of random shit. Fuck
yeah.
Like, didn't they have designs for, like, spaceship-looking planes?
Fuck yeah.
Like, Nazis were doing some shit where you're like, wow, man, that's what happens right there when you literally have no governing bodies to regulate people. Nope. They're just doing crazy shit. That's great for science, right? But ultimately, like, not great for, like, social etiquette.
Yeah. Like, they were on the look for, like, holy artifacts and, like...
Yeah, they're doing crazy shit.
Just doing random shit.
Crazy, crazy shit.
For no reason.
But if you think about it, though, like, it's a fine line, right? Like, who was it? Was it fucking, fucking that one dude I think is fucking genius. Leonardo da Vinci. I think Leonardo da Vinci was actually one of the dudes that would take, like, dead bodies... and tear them apart.
Yeah.
And that's how you, like, anatomy books were essentially first made. I'm pretty sure it's Da Vinci.
Yeah, that's right.
And so I think there was some discussion about him doing that shit illegally.
Yeah.
Like, he would... some questionable shit. Like,
oh, speaking of, I went to one of our job sites is the library, this big library warehouse. So apparently libraries, I bet you didn't know, trade all their books.
To where?
They donate all of them. And then they get a whole bunch of new books. But you did not know that.
I mean, I would assume they did something with the books because eventually they're not going to have room.
Right. And so that goes with all their CDs. So I found you the most fire CD humanly possible.
You're like Beethoven's first hits.
No. Assassin's Creed 2 soundtrack.
Oh, really? That makes sense.
Yeah.
What do they do with them?
They nothing.
No, what I'm saying is, like, now libraries... Have you noticed? I don't know if you've ever been to a library lately, but libraries...
Okay, I told you. I don't read.
Libraries are not going from, like, back in the day, there used to be books. But now, and then slowly in our time, they transitioned into CDs. You could rent CDs. But in the beginning, back in our day, when we were, like, in high school or junior high, in that time frame, there'd be shit CDs. You went to the library and you're like, oh yeah, Beethoven in C minor. You're like, oh yeah, fuck yeah, dude. This is the hypest. This is the fire right here. C minor? Fuck yeah. This is the fire, right?
Hey, tell me when the mixtape for D minor comes out.
Yeah, right? But then slowly they started getting good music and then they started getting movies. And now you go to a fucking library and, you know, they have a wall of people because now libraries are so high tech where you can reserve shit online and just go pick it up like some Uber Eats bullshit, except you're picking it up. So I guess it doesn't make sense. But anyways, and now you look at the wall of people that reserve their stuff to pick stuff up and it's all movies.
Yeah.
And it's some of it, it's like the same shit you get at Redbox.
Yeah.
Like, you're not getting it straight out of Walmart. You know what I mean? It's not like you're getting the brand newest, fire-ish shit. But you're getting, you know, Redbox is always delayed a few months in the movies. You're getting, like, almost the same time as Redbox. So if you're smart and you want to save money and you still rent a lot of Redbox shit, just go get it at the library. You might wait another week, but you already waited 2 months anyways. But my point is this. they have so much turnover on movies and music, you would think that that shit all needs to go somewhere after a couple months. So it makes me wonder, because if you technically didn't have to listen to the new shit when the new shit came out, even though technically, music-wise, you can just listen to something on YouTube, because some person always puts a full album on YouTube for no reason at all, for the lyrics, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. But you could technically listen to the new shit as it comes out. But if you wanted to own, like, a movie, and you didn't give a shit when you got it, but you did want to get it, you just have to find out where they sell those movies off from.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that place down, also downtown, they have sales on the weekends or something like that.
See, that's the way to go, man. See, educational podcast, we're teaching you about, you know, plants and photosynthesis,
mm-hmm,
and pollination.
That's right.
And how plants essentially have sex. And then we're also teaching you about how to save money. Dude, this should be in its own category on iTunes. It should be like science, politics, comedy, Monday's Locker Room Talk.
That's right.
Its own section.
That's right. We covered so many different things.
So many.
Not even done yet. We got another 30
There should be
minutes.
College professors, you know, the ones that don't try very hard. They should just be like, fuck it, today we're just going to listen to this podcast.
All college professors don't try very hard.
The ones that are just phoning it in, they're getting tenure. They're like, I'm getting tenure. I will not be doing anything today because you little fucks give me homework to grade. No. Podcast. Play. Monday's right. Locker Room Talk.
So what did he say about vaginas?
Plants fucking. How do we get whipped cream can, folks? Yes, it is a natural process. Fluorosynthesis. Wait, what?
That's right. It goes to...
Ergo Nutella.
Oh, man.
Vanillin. We're teaching you all kinds of shit, dog.
So this is my biggest thing I've been bitching about all week.
What's that?
This fat bitch.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Her apparently fat...
Apparently.
...name is Lizzo.
Who is that? What are we talking about? A celebrity?
She's a singer.
Celebrity?
I use that term very lightly. Who sings a song called Truth Hurts.
Is that that one? It's like a rap kind of song?
Yeah.
What about her?
That's a fucking retarded song. That's my problem.
It's a retarded song, but if we're talking about women empowering songs, I'd rather listen to that than some Beyonce bullshit.
Oh, that's
if we're speaking honestly, I think if we're talking about some fucking empowering woman power shit, then I'd rather listen to that song because it's a little catchier than some Beyonce bullshit where she's like talking about Lemon or whatever the fuck that song's about.
Really,
or that album is about.
I see this ugly bitch.
I don't want to see her. Dude, I have a thing that I have a disappointment situation. No, just with that expression on your face.
Oh, I threw up.
I don't want to see it.
I threw up my chicken sandwich.
But my whole point is, some person is always, you know, you always hear somebody on the phone and you're like, man, you're hell of attractive sounding. They never matches the face. All right? Never. So, I refuse to go into those worlds. Like, sometimes you get a chick that's a really good singer, like, has a beautiful voice, and you're like, wow, man, you have a great voice. And then you see her pictures, and you're like, wow, that is not what it thought, what it looked like, what it looked like. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I would say some names, but I don't want to be rude. But anyways, I'd rather not. I'd rather have the fantasy in my head of what they look like. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what if you're, like, calling Verizon, and you're like, hey, Verizon, I have a hard time with my phone. It's a piece of shit. But then the chick is super hot sounding. You're like, man, I'm going to have a... As I interact with you, I'm going to pretend like you are what I think you look like. Because if I met you in real life, I'd probably be disappointed.
Wow, damn.
But is it true? It's true.
Wow.
It's true. Any morning show or any fucking radio show that you like, go look at those people. And you'll realize why they're in radio.
That's true.
I did that with one of these morning shows I listened to recently. Is that a... What the fuck is that? Cockroach? Looks like a fish in land.
That's a big ass one.
Anyways, I was listening to this morning show I listened to recently. It's really funny. They're all very funny, funny people. But I Googled them for kicks and giggles. Yeah, shouldn't have done that. I should have maintained my fantasy of what I thought these people were like. Yeah, I mean, and it's not a, it's a double standard. It's not a double standard, by the way, ladies, because I know some of you guys are rolling your eyes. It's not a double standard. I also picture the men to be attractive as well. I think the whole cast is very attractive people. Kind of like Friends, right?
Right.
You know, in the beginning, you're just kind of like, yeah, they're all fairly attractive people, right? Right? Some more attractive than others, but they're all above the grain, right? They stick out from the froth. I don't have any more analogies. I'm running out. But long story short, they're all fairly attractive people. You go in that radio station, I saw those people, and I'm like, wow. I should have kept the fantasy in my head.
Damn.
And that's not to say they're hideous people. I'm just saying, in my mind, you always think, at least me, dude, I tend to be a half glass full person. So I tend to think everybody's just super attractive. And then I'm like, oh yeah, no, that guy doesn't look like a super attractive guy, and that girl doesn't look like a super attractive girl. Ruined my fantasy.
And that's my complaint of the week, though. Lizzo, that song's stupid. I'm like, nobody.
You're probably mad about it because you thought she was attractive based on what she was saying in the song.
Yeah.
And then you saw her in real life and you're like, how are you going to sing that song?
Right.
Looking the way you look.
Exactly.
Right. I get what you're saying.
And I was like, oh, you got a new man on the Minnesota Vikings? I was like, bitch, you can play for the Minnesota Vikings.
Damn.
They need a defensive tackle.
Wow.
Get in there.
Wow.
Number 53's tired. Take his place.
Wow. The fuck was that?
What the fuck was that?
Dude, I thought that was like a tire kind of grinding on the ground, but no, there's no cars near us. There's something on the other side of that bush that sounds kind of aggressive. I feel like they're surrounding us now.
Oh, fuck. Okay, it's just the water sprinkler, not the water dripper turning on.
Dude, that's loud. That sounds like, you know what that sounds like to me in my head? It sounds like, you know, when you're here in Arizona, we don't have grass.
Right.
We have just grounded down rock everywhere.
Right.
It sounds like when somebody steps on rock and it just rubs against itself. That's what it sounds like. So somebody just comes running out of there like some fucking Viking with an axe. We gonna have problems. I'm about to start swinging mics. I'm about to take these mics and turn them into nunchucks from the Ninja Turtles and just start swinging on motherfuckers.
You're going to start turning into Bruce Lee all of a sudden?
All of a sudden.
But anyways, yeah. No, that's what it was. I saw the water shoot up. I think that's what it did do. It did move some rocks.
You're like, so. I've seen some like that before, but not from plants.
Just like that.
Not from plants.
Yeah, Caliber knows all about it.
Oh, see, that's why I don't sit in your fucking seats, dog. Because first of all,
the back seats of this one are fine.
You have fucking cloth seats,
which means your fucking seats.
First of all, you have cloth seats, which means it soaks up like a sponge. Wow. Okay. Problem number one. Problem number two is that once it's in there, it's in there, and when it gets 195 degrees, like it is in here. It probably does not smell great.
It's cooked in there is what you're saying. It's baked in
there.
Yeah,
it's baked in there. And if there's any sort of humidity ever, that smell is going to come back. I'm just saying.
I didn't
your dad
do it.
Is going to be like, what the fuck, mister?
It smells like a human oven in here.
No, it smells like something else. It
smells like you're making creepy crawlers in here. Remember creepy crawlers?
Yeah, I do remember creepy crawlers. If you don't know what creepy crawlers were, you too young. Creepy crawlers, or that, or we're too fucking old at this point.
We're too fucking old.
We're too fucking old when we know creepy crawlers. Creepy crawlers, dude. I won't say who because it'll implicate me. But some girl saw my metal molder machine,
uh-huh.
And she was just like, what is that?
Right.
She came over and she was just like, what is that? And she's like, and I told her what it was, and she's just like, oh, can we make some? I'm like, I looked at her and I was like, that metal, if you don't know what a metal molder machine was, okay, this is how fucking dirt old you and I are. Do you remember what that is?
Yeah.
Metal molder.
All right, back first you got to tell the whole story. So back in our day. So bitches had easy bake ovens, right?
Right.
We were grown-ass men, well, little grown-ass baby men at the time.
Right,
So we had metal molders and creepy crawlers. And so
I'm going to have to add that to the photo shoot. Somehow.
You going to have the changeable Photoshop?
I'm going to have something, dude.
So... the metal molder was the actual metal.
Yeah, it was like the male version of the fucking Easy Bake Oven. Yeah. And it, what it was like little tiny beads of aluminum.
Okay, yeah.
Tiny little beads. And it would come with like little plastic silicone molds. Back in the day, I bet you those molds were expensive because silicone, it wasn't a big commodity back then. Like they were just putting it in tits, which means it was probably just becoming like affordable.
Right, right.
So these little silicone molds that had different like shapes in them. So it was like little dragons, motorcycles, all guy shit, right? It was never something non-guy shit.
Yeah,
was,
like you weren't getting crosses on butterflies.
No,
and shit.
You weren't getting that shit. You were getting fucking metal shapes of manly shit.
Yeah.
Like after every time that I pulled, all right, let me explain what it was, and I'll say the joke. So you would put these little beads in this little contraption. It was a big box, and you put it in the contraption, and the contraption had a heating element that would heat up. I'm gonna have to almost cut this and make it part of a fucking clip for the Instagram. This is how good this is. It would melt it. The heating element would melt it, and then you would pour it into those silicone molds and it would make that thing that the mold was. You felt like fucking Iron Man when you would turn that thing. Like you would heat it and you would see it melt and it would be like the 1990s Iron Man intro where he's shirtless and sweating and hitting iron with fucking his hammer and he's forging the fucking armor out of the silicone mold, man. That's what it felt like.
Right. Right.
And you got the manly fucking shape that would come out of it. Every time I would pull that shape out of there and I'd make a fucking dragon or like a motorcycle, I would grow one hair in my face.
There you go.
It was like that. It was like testosterone was beginning. It was like you were a fucking elf in like the middle of like the Lord of the Rings world and you were fucking making a sword and shit. That's what it came. That was what it felt like.
That's what it was, yeah.
And that's what a fucking metal molder was. So when she looked at me, first of all, didn't know what the fuck it was. I had to go. I had to explain it to her. I almost went to Google or to YouTube.
Okay, yeah, so YouTube.
To find the 1990s commercial about that shit. All right. One of these days, I'll tell you guys a story about how my parents gave me that shit for my birthday or Christmas or some shit. But anyways, that's how old that thing is, by the way. Old as fuck. So when she looks at me and she's just like, "Can we make something?" I almost laughed harder than I've ever laughed in my life. I'm like, where are you going to find those beads
can
now?
Can we find the fucking...
I'm getting on eBay right now. And she's going to listen to this and she's going to be so mad because she's like, are you making fun of me? Not that I'm making fun of you.
I'm trying to find this.
But
shit.
Also, keep in mind that toy was circa 1993 or some shit. Let me see.
Metal Musashi, no.
I bet you, dude, it's basically probably very soft aluminum beads.
1326, son.
What? Holy shit. Dude, you can get a metal molder still on eBay. Oh, shit, 1320. Dude, how many do they have?
Fucking
how many do they have? How many available? Two available?
Fucking buy
I'm going to get them all.
Buy now is what we're doing.
Dude, next week, man. We're going to go on Instagram.
Week.
We're going to go on my Instagram.
Instagram
and we're gonna,
live this bitch.
And we're going to Instagram live this. I'm going to show you motherfuckers what a metal molder.
Show you what the
while
fuck
I'm
is
at
up.
It, I'm going to stock up on these molds. What molds they got on eBay? They got some fucking like swords and shit. Do they got like a giant dude?
Oh, look, I found some more. I found some more.
Metal molder, precious metal, 34 tubes, pellet refill.
34 tubes?
34, best offer. Dude, I'm about to give this dude an offer of $1. He'll sell it to me, too. I'm going to look for some molds, too. Dude, I'm going to stock up. Holy shit. Dude, my youth is coming back right now.
Metal molds.
Holy shit.
It's the greatest fucking thing ever.
That's it. Next. Keep an eye on next couple weeks on my Instagram. We're going to like Instagram live this bitch.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Creepy Crawlers was basically the same thing. Oh, I found mold.
What kind?
No, Creepy Crawlers was the same thing, except it was silicone, but it was like liquid silicone. So you put, and it had molds, but they were like bugs and shit. So you put it in there, in the mold. You squeeze it in the mold.
Yeah.
And they're different colors, so you kind of like, you know, do what you want. And by different colors, I mean like black and like brown and like white. I think red, because you have to have manly-ass colors with your
bugs,
right?
Did you ever make those?
Yeah, that's what I had.
You must have been the one that had it, because I don't think I ever owned one, but I've tried them before.
Yeah.
And they just tasted like Jell-O.
No, you don't eat them. It's fucking silicone. You don't eat
that. Oh, you're talking about... No, they made... There was something that you actually ate.
Oh, no, I don't eat that shit.
But no, I remember the ones you were talking about. Yeah. The Creepy Crawly ones were like silicone. You toys.
Yeah, and so then... Yeah, you shove it... You shove in that oven after you make your cockroach look how you want to look. And you shove in the oven, and then you got to wait, like, I don't know, like 10 minutes or so. And then you take it out, and then it gave you, like, pliers to pull it out with, because right. that little thing is hot.
Yeah.
You got to dump it in water, because it gave you a little tray of water. And then after a little bit, it gave you, like, a little tongs you, like, pick out your little bugs with, and then your bugs are done. And then you can throw your bugs at whoever you want.
Yeah, right. Like, what was the whole point of that? It's like, oh, you're just going to throw them at people?
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure my parents were cheap, so I think I only had, like, four colors that they, like, came with. And they bought me, like, a white one time, and that was it. So.
God dang, this dude is trying to kill me. This guy wants $100 for just the molds of some motorcycles. Fuck this dude. Anyways, I'm about to stock up, dog. You don't even know. I got adult money now. It's about to go down. It's about to go down, dog. I'm not saving
birthday money no more.
Yeah, man. I'm not having to save between, like, fucking homework, like jobs around the house. Where I'm like, hey, Mom, if I cut the grass and do it up pretty, can I have some allowance money or something?
$5.95.
She said, that's part of your chores already. Oh, man. Oh, dude, look at this guy. He's selling a metal molder kit, okay? All metal right. molder kit for $25, but he wants $20 for shipping. Like, come wow. on, man. But he's got the motorcycle mold. He's got a car mold. Oh, he's got this. Dude, this is so 90s. It's got a skull with wings on it. That's the 90s, 90s shit ever. He's got a boat and half of the dragon mold. What a loser. Half of the dragon mold. It's not worth anything. Oh, he's got the wizard mold too. That's my kit, dog. Anyways, that's it, man. That's our podcast. Man, I'm fucking excited. I'm going to go shopping. That's crazy.
That's for... See, look. 1994.
What is that?
Creepy crawler.
Get a creepy crawler, dog.
Metal mold.
We'll do a metal molder.
Oh, look. I found Power Ranger molds.
Wow. They had Power Ranger molds?
Yeah.
Are those customs?
No. No,
they're vintage.
Vintage.
Wow.
Oh, shit, guys.
What's talking up? All right, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. Any last words for everybody before we go shopping? I forgot to tell you guys about baby birding. I'll have to tell you guys next week about that.
Oh, fuck. Did you try that?
We'll talk about it next week.
Wow.
So
kinky as shit.
Well, what are you talking about?
Broke your governor. Fuck.
Shit. All right, we'll see you guys next week. Hey, by the way, go listen to my other podcast. That other one was pretty good. Flying Fast and Shooting Shit, I think is what I called it. It's pretty good. All right, any last words, dude?
Was that dude's life like Tom Cruise's on Top Gun?
Pretty close.
We got to go watch new Top Gun. That shit looked
intense. I saw it. Dude, I did not intentionally release that around the same time. Like, I released it, and then that trailer came out.
That trailer looked fucking... I had never seen the first one. I got to see the first one. But that trailer came out, and nothing about it was, like, amazing, but it just looked fucking cool.
You're just
cool.
Like, it's Tom Cruise. I got to go
fucking,
see it.
It looked fucking hype.
The Jesus of Scientology. Yeah, you got to go support
fucking
him.
Fucking hype, man. He's just in the jet, cool as shit.
He's just doing nothing.
He's doing nothing.
Just standing there
he's
talking.
Just, yeah, and he's just like, I might fucking die. I'm like, you might fucking die, but you're not.
You're like, Tom Reacher is telling me to see this movie. That's I need right. to go see it.
And you know he was in that plane himself. He's like, I'm going to fucking do it myself.
Yeah, knowing Tom Cruise, he's like, yeah I'm going to jump off my own plane and fly it.
Yeah, and they're like, you know that's Mach 5, right? The fuck does
he's
that
like,
mean?
He's like, my Cthulhu powers give me enough power to do anything in this world.
That's right.
All right, guys. We'll see you guys next week. Hopefully.